Hey everybody, this is Louie from the website Technically Journalism, which you can find by simply Googling Technically Journalism. The direct address is louievlogos.com. Good luck spelling that. So I started thinking the other day about these new phones that I've been doing a lot of work with and reviewing and posting stuff on the website about. And one of the things that is kind of unavoidable is that the apps that are out there, the services that are out there for mobile streaming and mobile use, haven't really figured out a good way to use the front-facing camera that a lot of these phones have. The iPhone 4, for example, and the Evo, HTC Evo from Sprint, both have front-facing cameras, and neither one of them really are getting used all that well by the apps, and it's kind of annoying. From a journalistic standpoint, you know, a lot of people would be like, well, why do you need a front-facing camera? Well, the big one, if you're a regular person, just a citizen going somewhere or a reader going somewhere or whatever, you know, you need a front-facing camera so you can take a picture of yourself. Most people have to turn the camera around, the phone around, I mean, and extend their arms and hope they got in the shot. If you're at a baseball game or a concert or something, say, and you want to get a picture of you and a friend or whatever and in a photo, you usually hug each other somehow and then put the camera up in the air and hope to God that you get the shot. Obviously, a front-facing camera lets you see a little bit of what you're doing. That's pretty cool. From a journalistic standpoint, it's perfect for if you want to do, you know, video blogs, or if you want to do quick posts while you're on the way to an assignment or at an assignment, or if you're in a newsroom working on something and you want to update readers on what it is you're doing. With some of these video services that are out there that are brilliant, should be able to use that front-facing camera for you to look into the camera and see what you look like and see what the frame looks like for you to talk and update people. And then you can, through a number of different services, you can tweet it or put it on Facebook, whatever, on the fly. As it stands for most of those services now, you got to turn the camera around, the phone around actually, and hope that you got the frame right and hope that you got the shot right. If you're smart, you do it in front of a mirror so you can have the screen at the mirror and you can see the reflection of what it is you're actually showing, but that's kind of stupid. So a service like 12 Seconds, Ustream, I think, does use the front. No, Ustream doesn't use the front-facing camera on the iPhone. Quick, which is a brilliant service, doesn't use it on the iPhone either, although it does on the Evo. So if you got an Evo, you're in. So these are. It's kind of annoying as I'm thinking about it, and as I start working with the phones, it's annoying that these services don't take full advantage of the technology. And by the time they do, the next generation of this technology is going to come out, so you'll have one full generation of the phone, especially the iPhone. You'll have one entire version of the phone that didn't really get a chance to use it. And then obviously you got video conferencing calls, which, you know, more apps should be doing more with, besides the FaceTime on the iPhone and Quick on the Evo. There should be more third-party apps coming out that allow you to use this camera, which is a really cool thing, I think. So, you know, we'll keep an eye out. I'm sure Quick's going to have something. I've no doubt that Ustream will have something, and 12 Seconds will have something where you can use your front-facing camera for whatever you can come up with, whatever you can think of. It'll be cool. There's a lot of photography apps that already can do it. There's a really cool one, the photo booth one, that turns your camera into a photo booth, which is really awesome. So, you know, we'll keep an eye out. I'll keep you posted, and I'll keep putting stuff on the site, and I will have sooner than later a mobile video posting. I'll also have a photography app posting coming later in the next couple weeks. But I just wish that more of these services would do more with the ability to use a front camera, which is a brilliant addition to these phones. So we'll see how it turns out. I'm on my way home now. I'm going to go mess around with the website a little more and get something to eat. Hope you guys are doing well. If you want to keep up with me on the site, just do a Google for Technically Journalism. And this stream, my audio boost stream, is now on iTunes. So if you subscribe to that, that'd be great. Thanks. Bye.